WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. Arguments heard inside the Supreme Court today about the Biden administration's student debt relief program. Six Republican-led states are suing to block the initiative, saying it's unfair and an overreach. The plan would forgive up to $20,000 in federal student loans for qualifying Americans. Freshman Glenn Lopez supports it.
Just a release of all the student debt would really put everybody in my generation in a greater financial situation, and it really, you know, set the future for our lives.
Some 26 million people have already applied for debt forgiveness while the program is in limbo. As Russia carries out new attacks in Ukraine, the leader of Belarus is visiting China today, meeting with leaders. This comes as there's growing concern by the U.S. and allies that China may supply Russia with military aid. In Ohio, the federal EPA administrator will be back in East Palestine today for an update on this month's toxic train derailment. The EPA will conduct more tests and oversee the removal of contaminated soil. This is ABC News. The snow and ice hitting the Northeast today is turning into travel headaches for some airline passengers. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Even before the strike of midnight today, airlines had pre-canceled hundreds of flights thanks to that storm that first hit California over the weekend, moved across country, and is now hitting the Northeast. LaGuardia Airport in New York is the most heavily impacted, followed by Boston Logan and JFK Airport.
In Texas, state lawmakers revealing a criminal campaign to illegally obtain driver's licenses in the Lone Star State.
During a state House subcommittee meeting, Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw said criminals used the identities of Texans to apply for replacement driver's licenses that were then provided to Asian nationals in this country illegally. Subcommittee Chair Mary Gonzalez.
Somebody could be going around as Mary Gonzalez right now for 2 months and nobody's been notified.
That's correct.
McCraw says 2,400 real Texas driver's licenses were mailed to members of this Asian crime syndicate. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Will Reeve, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Home sales in Wisconsin are down 34% compared to a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says people bought and sold about 3,100 homes in January. Realtors point to fewer available homes, higher prices, and higher interest rates. The median price for a house in Wisconsin is $250,000. The Green Bay woman accused of chopping up a man to death after a day of drugs and sex last year is getting a new lawyer. Taylor Shabusiness attacked her last lawyer in court 2 weeks ago. It happened during a hearing to decide if she's competent enough to stand trial. In sports, the Bucks hope to make it 15 wins in a row tonight at Brooklyn. Marquette plays at Butler. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Five hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
There's no announcement of when the special election will be for this, which needs to come down from Governor Tony Evers. Who knows? Maybe Tony will be a little petty off of all of those appointments that the legislature is sitting on.
Previous appointees can sit on those boards years past their expiration date, like a bad carton of cottage cheese.
That, James.
Okay.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome to the noon hour on As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry has an appointment, so we've slipped in behind her, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's Jane Matinier and my good friend Carol Kane. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Nice to be able to spend a couple hours with you. Coming up next hour in the 1 o'clock hour, the No Sour, haha, fun time, happy power hour, which we're still trying to decide on a name. It's kind of a fluid thing right now.
Okay.
But right after 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to the longtime restaurant critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Carol Deptola.
I'm really looking forward to this
too.
Because, as you well know, I'm a huge foodie. Huge foodie. And I really want to pick her brain as to, like, as she leaves, I want to know where I should go. Where have I not been that I really should go? You know, and she's a great one for, it's not like the big names that you hear all the time. Like, she really does a lot of mom and pop.
Food trucks.
I love food trucks.
Yep, me too.
I love food trucks. And there's one, actually, that's always, I live up in the Thiensville area, Thiensville-Mequon area, and there's one called the Marco Polo, and it's just chicken. And there's always a young kid behind, and it's just... You can get like 7 different kinds of sauces or butter chicken or curry or whatever. And it's just like, oh my God. I eat till I can't eat anymore. It's disgusting. So I want to find out where I have to go.
Well, and I would like to talk to her about, and maybe this is just a product of my age, but I am so tired of people infusing things into other things. Stop infusing. Can we stop with the and lavender and flower things in my food? I don't want flowers in my food. Can you just make me a hamburger and leave it alone?
Right. I think that sometimes there's a little, stop touching it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The simpler it is, usually is the better that it is. And it's not like I don't like some fancy stuff, but I'm also in that vein. I want to be able to feel like I've eaten something after I've paid $300, $400. I don't want to be hungry after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, a tablespoon of potatoes is not going to do it for old Carol.
Not going to cut it.
No.
Not quite enough.
Yeah. I don't need enough for, there are other people, places that go in the complete opposite direction where it's, you know, I don't need enough to feed a family of 6.
Either. Right.
So can't we find a happy medium somewhere in there? There's got to be. There just has to be.
Again, Carol Deptola, retiring from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is their longtime food critic. She's going to be joining us right after 1 o'clock. And then at 1:33, we're going to talk about a contest that a radio station had about the five greatest rock bands of all time.
Yes.
And I'm sprinkling some of the bumper music in over the next 2 hours to give you some hints, but we will reveal the top five. In the meantime, if you would like to share with us who you think should be in the top five of the greatest rock bands of all time,
right,
please text them to our text line. And you can also call too at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But to start off, we are going to talk about former Wisconsin resident and Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, my neighbor, actually, from where I grew up, I grew up in Beloit. So the fact that he was just a hop, skip, and a jump up in Janesville. And I got to be honest with you, I was really thrilled when he did this.
You were?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, when he said that if Trump, which I don't think this is ever going to happen, but if Trump is the nominee, he's not going to the RNC. And I thought that was a really interesting stand for him to take. You know, he's voicing his opposition to Donald Trump and is saying that I can't support the party if he's the nominee. And I think an awful lot of people are feeling that way at this particular juncture. I think Trump has done a marvelous job in alienating a lot of his base, a lot of like the suburbanites and things like that. Now you go up north, you're going to see a lot of Trump signs. Absolutely. No doubt about it. In the more rural areas of Wisconsin, sure. But I think that Trump has done a great job in alienating a lot of the suburban people that supported him. And they don't want to have him either.
But on the flip side, I think there are a lot of people who consider Paul Ryan a rhino, which is a Republican in name only, because he didn't jump on board the Trump train. Although he didn't do anything to stop it either.
No, but at least at this particular juncture, he's at least making a stand. And I appreciate the stand that he's taking, because I don't want to see Trump there either, by any stretch of the imagination. So
is that taking a stand? Is that really bold? Is that really brave?
I think so. I think that because he's at least coming out and saying, I cannot support this guy. He is at least sending out the message that don't put him at the top. There's a lot of people I don't want at the top. First of all, I'm just waiting for some new blood to show up. You know, I mean, and we're going to talk about the other guy in a little while. I just think that across the board to me, we got a clean house across the board.
Chuck Grassley is 9,000 years old. He's from Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the farmer from Iowa.
Who's been there since before dirt.
Well,
it's incredible.
I actually, do you know who Kathleen Madigan is? The comedian?
Oh yes, of course.
Okay. She did this great, I just watched her brand new special.
Oh, she's got a brand new one.
Brand new, came out on Netflix, and she's got a whole section of it that is dedicated to exactly what we're talking about Grassley, and she addresses Biden a little bit. She addresses a bunch of Bernie and all that stuff, and her thing was, and I thought it was a great final thing for her to come out and say, she said, because I think a lot of people think this way. She goes, if there's a minimum age to run for president, there should be a maximum age. She goes, they're all old. She goes, they go back. She's called them. They go back to the Bible.
They're pre-Old Testament.
Yeah. She just said, and not the good Bible, the bad section of the Bible. And it was just, it's a cleverly written, very thoughtful bit on, and Trump, she made huge jokes about him, and she sounded just like him. But she said, I think that the cutoff should be 70, 75 max for a president, for somebody to run for president. And because you're right. I mean, I think Paul Ryan is in that rhino category without a doubt. But I think they all are. There's got to be somebody out there.
Somebody else?
Somebody.
Well, look who's coming up in the Republican Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, she's nuts.
Lauren, look at the power she has accumulated.
I know, but I...
And she's not going away.
She's not going away, but I just think people can see through her all kinds of crazy, too. Let's put reasonable.
And before you give Paul Ryan too much credit for being a tower of courage...
I didn't say he was a tower of courage.
He's standing up.
I like the fact that he's at least standing up saying, no, I won't support Trump, and I'm not going if he's the guy.
Okay, well, let me just throw this in for your consideration. Charlie Sykes from The Bulwark sat down with Paul Ryan not too long ago talking about his position on the board of Fox News, because that is his new job.
Right, right.
Do I disagree with Tucker on this stuff, like... pushing the election fraud? Of course, I absolutely disagree with him. Different kinds of conservatives, I don't agree with that part. So, what do you think? I have a responsibility. This is Paul Ryan talking to Charlie Sykes. I have a responsibility to offer my opinion and perspective, and I do that, but I don't go on TV and do it right. So, I just offer my perspective, my opinion. Often, I'll just leave it at that. He's talking about his job on the Fox News board. So expressing your displeasure with the fact that Rupert Murdoch and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have all been caught in emails admitting that they knew the big lie was nothing more than a big lie.
Well, yeah, that's problematic when it comes to Fox. So, of course.
And doing it for money and for ratings. And yet, well, I expressed my displeasure as a member of the board, and that's really all I can do. I am less than impressed by Mr. Ryan's bold stance on saying he's not going to vote for Trump. Because I will bet you $5 right now, if Trump gets the nomination, they're all going to fall in line just like they did before.
I disagree. I do. I disagree. I think he has alienated a large portion of his fan. I think he does. And I mean, I know an awful lot of people that voted for him, and that absolutely wild horses couldn't drag them to pull that lever.
And what was it for them that was the breaking point? It wasn't the calling immigrants rapists and murderers. It wasn't stealing money from our veterans to build the wall that Mexico was going to pay for. What was it that finally broke it for them?
Let's put it this way. He's been chipping away at his reputation for a long time, and it just gets to the point where it's just enough, enough. And I think people are just tired of hearing from him. Just shut up. It's like that petulant 5-year-old on the playground that keeps throwing rocks at people. It's like, stop it. Just stop it.
This is who he is. This is who he's always been.
It's who he always has been. I totally understand that. But when he first came out, I think it was for many people. It was a breath. He wasn't a politician. It was a breath of fresh air. And they were going to go for anybody who wasn't a career politician.
We'll find out. We'll find out what happens as time goes on. Coming up next, we will be talking about the current president. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner, Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin.
So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
To As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us over your lunch hour. Kristen Bry has an appointment, so Carol Kane and I, the legend, and I'm Jane Matnair, we are with you until
boy.
2 o'clock this afternoon.
Knock it off. I just, you know, I get that every now and then, and it's just hilarious to me because we've both been in the business. I mean, what do we got, 100 years between the two of us?
Just about.
Almost. And it's just, I always say, you've got a dictionary with a definition of legend that I am not familiar with. I don't know. I just happen to fall into an odd job, and somebody liked me. I feel like Sally Field.
You like me? You really like me?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, you wanted to talk about current President Joe Biden and something the First Lady had mentioned.
Well, I just, you know, going back to our previous conversation, she was in Africa and she was giving an interview, and she mentioned that Joe was going to run again.
He has not formally announced.
Oh, no, he hasn't formally announced. In fact, it's probably going to be around somewhere in the next maybe month to 6 weeks that they when they really get the meat of the subject, if you will. And they that's when they kind of that because that's when Obama did it, I think, when he announced his campaign. But Joe keeps saying, I've got more to do, got more to do, got more to do. But I think people were a little bit surprised. I was a little bit surprised that at this particular juncture, he was ready to go out and seek re-election again, just because it's just, I go back to that whole age thing. I kind of worry about him sometimes now. He looks a little off kilter to me sometimes. And he's been checked out. He has no health issues. Everything's been fine and great. And that's fine. But I just think that at some point in time, I've had elderly people in my life, and I know how their cognitive skills can wane as they get older. And I just don't know if I'm prepared to have, if he wants to run, go ahead, run.
Right.
Absolutely. It's completely up to you. But the thing is that I just know that the pressures of the, look how Obama aged.
Right.
You know, the pressures of this gig is unbelievable. And I just don't know, even as a wife, I would want to put my husband through that again. I just don't. But it's very rare, I think, to find somebody who gets elected and then doesn't run for re-election.
I think it's because it's such a great gig. Well, and I think you can say that on the state level, too.
I say that about every politician.
Yes.
I do. I say that about every politician. I think they get in it for the job description, and then they get to Washington, and they are wined and dined, and everybody's a yes man, and I'm just like, I've said forever, Washington, I think, corrupts. Now, going back to Biden, do I think that's the case? No, not necessarily, but he has been in, has he been in politics for 50 years?
Long time.
Sometimes, going back to that same comedian, Kathleen Madigan, check her out. She's hilarious. She used to date Louis Black.
Oh,
for,
yes.
Yes, a very, very,
that's
very.
Right. Yep, yep, yep.
And she said, she goes, nope, pop, no, it's time to go home. It's not that you won't have a purpose. It's not that you don't have anything to do, that we don't, you know, revere you and we are so glad you were our president. But pop, it's time to go home.
But who would step in?
That's my thing. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I was thrilled when I saw Pete in the last election. I really was. I was like, oh, God, a dude that's less than 50 years old? That's fantastic. So I don't know. I don't know who we've got waiting in the wings. I'm hoping that there might be somebody.
They will never let that happen. I just don't see some of these senior statesmen ever going for that. Strom Thurmond used to sleep in the chambers. He was 900 years old.
I know.
And that was fine. And they kept reelecting him and putting him back there because he's Strom and he's our guy.
Why do you think that? I mean, do you think it's just easy name recognition and we as voters are just
lazy?
I was going to say lazy.
Yes.
Because I'm a huge, like, I'm never going to tell you how I think you should vote. That's not my place. That's not my place at all. To be honest with you, I, Jane, do not know who my daughter votes for, my son, or my husband.
Wow.
Never ask. We don't discuss it. You go into the polling place, that's yours and yours alone. And it's, I don't want to know if we've canceled each other out. It doesn't matter. Just go and do your civic duty and vote. So I would never tell you what to vote, and you have to, but vet your candidates. Find out about them. I don't think that's asking too much.
No, it's not. And that includes anyone who's got an R by their name or a D by their name.
Or just, an I. I don't care.
Or an I, yes. Just voting by party affiliation, I think, anymore is no longer indicative of the stances that people are taking.
I will tell you this, and I very rarely talk about how I vote, but I've been voting absentee. I sign up absentee, and just because then I don't want to have to worry about standing in line on the day. My vote is in.
Sure.
Everything's good. I will say this in all honesty. I left some open.
Some races?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
I left some open. I was just like, I in good conscience can't vote for
any of them. Because you didn't know enough about them.
Well, not so much that I didn't know about them. I just didn't want them to be my person.
Oh, good for you.
But I just could not put the pencil to the paper and fill in that little hole. I just couldn't. So I didn't.
Stick by your principles, my friend. We are coming up on the bottom of the hour. We are going to catch the news when we come back. Quiet quitting, the epidemic, and what employers are trying to do to make it stop. This is As Goes Wisconsin, Jane and Carol.
The Shaw 101 F.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. Arguments heard inside the Supreme Court today about the Biden administration's student debt relief program. Six Republican-led states are suing to block the initiative, saying it's unfair and an overreach. The plan would forgive up to $20,000 in federal student loans for qualifying Americans. Freshman Glenn Lopez supports it.
Just a release of all the student debt would really put everybody in my generation in a greater financial situation, and it really, you know, set the future for our lives.
Some 26 million people have already applied for debt forgiveness while the program is in limbo. As Russia carries out new attacks in Ukraine, the leader of Belarus is visiting China today, meeting with leaders. This comes as there's growing concern by the U.S. and allies that China may supply Russia with military aid. In Ohio, the federal EPA administrator will be back in East Palestine today for an update on this month's toxic train derailment. The EPA will conduct more tests and oversee the removal of contaminated soil. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Two major bridge projects are included in Governor Evers' budget proposal. The governor wants to set aside nearly $100 million combined in bonding for the Blatnik Bridge, connecting Duluth and Superior, and the South Bridge project of the Fox River in Brown County. Wisconsin and Minnesota will split the cost of the estimated nearly $2 billion Blatnik Bridge replacement. Transportation officials are hopeful federal money will cover the bulk of the project costs. The bridge opened in 1961. And has been deteriorating. More than 30,000 people use the bridge daily. 41-year-old Alan Bone of Rock County was arrested Saturday night for his fourth OWI. A passenger riding in Bone's vehicle was killed in 2003 while Bone was driving drunk. A Janesville officer also found 28 grams of cocaine. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed, I'm boosted, I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah, did you have a couple of glasses of wine up there?
No wine, lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here no more. I've been working.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Nope, not Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, Jane Matnair with you until 2 o'clock today. Carol, my friend, you said you had a Gilbert Brown story.
You want to know something? I heard Gilbert and he's going to be on with you guys on Monday.
He's on with Earl, yeah.
Yeah, on Monday. And I have a friend of mine who years ago asked me to go do the Gilbert Brown challenge at Jake's Deli on North Avenue.
What is the challenge?
And Gilbert was there when I was attempting this. Now, the Gilbert Brown challenge was a loaf of rye bread that had been hollowed out and filled completely with corned beef and Swiss cheese and heated up. It was an entire loaf of bread. And Gilbert came up, they delivered it to me. And my buddy who we do this kind of semi-annually, and Gilbert came up and he put his hands on my shoulder. He goes, girl, you're crazy. And I was just like, you have no idea. So anyhow, that's my, he's a charming, charming man. I adore him. He's really cute.
Did you win?
Oh, God, no.
Was it a race?
No. It was just see if you could eat it.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I got through like a quarter of it, and I was so sick to my stomach. I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, done.
Gotta stop.
Also want to share a call we got during the break. at 844-967-2789. Nice call from Jeff in Brookfield, and he just said, thank you so much for having Carol Kane on.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know.
That's really lovely.
And
that's...
I said, well, we kind of really like each other, so.
Go back a long way.
We do go back a long way.
Yeah.
It's nice to finally have a chance to work together.
I know.
We were competitors, but you and I, we didn't really care that much.
It really didn't affect our friendship at all.
Ever.
No, ever, ever, ever. Ever. Well, okay, so now, moving on. I saw these two stories, and I thought they were really fascinating, because one is called, and it was on Yahoo News, The Big Quit. Close to 70% of U.S. workers are planning to leave their jobs in this year.
How many?
70%.
70% of all U.S. workers?
But the Gen Z crowd is leading the pack.
Wow.
And then this one was so interesting to me. Employee sits back and watches their boss struggle as they attempt to use the quiet quitting accusation to make them volunteer for more work. And I think that story gives you a kind of an indication as to why you've got 70% ready to walk out.
So I want to make sure that I understand this.
Okay.
So the whole quiet quitting thing is, I'm not going to put myself out there to do all these extra things for which I am not being compensated. That's how I understand it, right?
Yes. That was my understanding, too. The boss, this man, was saying he's a 40-hour-a-week worker. That's what he does. He comes in for his shift, and he works, and he's good at it, but he doesn't do any extra. And the boss sat him down and said, listen, you know, you're basically just quiet quitting because you're not, you know, volunteering to do more work or stay later or pick up an extra shift or something like that. And I find that fascinating. And that's part of what's wrong with the employer situation at, you know, corporate, if you will. And I think that the 70% of that are willing to walk out in 23, they're basically saying they're sick and tired of corporate America. And they're sick and tired of being asked to do stuff like this, and that they don't want to do any extra stuff. And many of them are entrepreneurial, and they want to go out and do their own thing and
sure.
be their own boss.
Right.
I think it's going to be an incredible hit. Now, some of the stuff opens up for people that have retired and maybe want to pick up an extra job. You know, it's going to give you an extra, you know, body. I can tell you this, when my husband lost his job during the pandemic and he just turned 75, Lou works at the Metro Mart and they couldn't snap him up fast enough.
Really?
Because they said, we love this age group because they show up, they work, they, you know, they keep their nose to the grindstone. And I just think that I think sometimes corporate America expects too much for nothing. And you've got the people sitting at the top. You've seen this, Jane, and I have seen it. And you've got the people at the top that are raking in all the dough, and they're not willing to pass it down. I don't know why. You know, everything's going to collapse and fail if they don't trickle it down a little bit.
I don't know. It's worked okay for them so far.
So, yeah, you're right.
It has.
I know. We've all seen it, and it's just like, but these Gen Zers, Gen Xers too, Gen X and Z are saying, no, we're not. We want to be able to set our own schedule. We need benefits. We need a decent wage. We need this kind of stuff. Now, do I think all the time you can go in and just start demanding? No, not at all. But if you've been there and you've worked there, I think it's okay to expect your employer to give you a little bit of extra something. I don't know.
I don't know either, Carol. And it's interesting. I had this conversation with my brother-in-law over Christmas. When your company comes to you and says, could you take on this extra thing temporarily?
It's never temporary.
We can't give you anything more right now.
Yeah,
but
right.
We'll see how it goes, you know, in a couple months. And my brother-in-law said, anyone who does that is a moron. Anyone who agrees to do that for no extra money when they are putting more duties on you, you're a moron. And I said, well, what about being a team player? What about the value of offering to do those extra things? Shouldn't I assume that I will get rewarded for that stuff down the road? Or does that make me just ridiculously optimistic.
I think that's being ridiculously optimistic.
Then that breaks my heart.
Well, it is too bad. And it really is too bad. And that's, like I said, I go back to my original statement about, I think that's probably part of the reason why you've got 70% ready to walk out the door and go do their own thing. Or, you know, if you want to be a YouTube star or a TikTok star or whatever, you know, knock yourself out. Because that ain't going to work either.
And good luck. And good luck with that.
I know. But I go back and talk about a dinosaur. I mean, I've been around for a long time. And in all honesty, your brother-in-law is correct, because I did what was ever asked of me above and beyond what my job description was, and it didn't work out at all.
Well, and I just want to clarify that you did that for 33 years.
Yeah.
And stepped above and beyond, and ultimately ended up not being treated all that well on the way out.
Well, it was an abrupt ending, let's put it that way. But you know, that's what gives you that, but that opening then has allowed me to go out and do something bigger and better and more fun.
Granted.
Right. But I just think that people, I guess what I'm going to say to you is I agree with your brother-in-law. I think people who sign up for that are having a very Pollyannish look at the world and not taking into consideration what realistically is happening. Now, I agree with you about being a team player. I always wanted to be a team player.
I believe in that. I do believe in that.
I do too. But I just don't think that being a team player gets you anything.
844-967-2789. You can call or text. I'd love to hear from employers. We'd love to hear from employees on quiet quitting. Do you understand why people are quiet quitting? What about being a team player? What about offering to do extra things for your company with the hope that down the road there will be reward for that? Does that make you a sucker?
I'm not going to say it makes you a sucker, but I think it makes you, I think you're naive. I think you're naive to think that unless it's a great like mom and pop place, who, you know, are so grateful for you to be there and they know you're putting in the extra hours and they want to reward you, you know, even with a Christmas bonus or something, anything. But I think this is more talking like, basic. These two articles are talking more corporate America, where people are just being
expected
to do it and work and getting nothing in return for it. Nothing except. And you know what? Even a handshake and a thank you.
No.
No.
No. That's not enough. I'm sorry, but I've worked at a place where instead of monetary compensation, you got a lot of, and I really appreciate you. After the 900th, I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
I wanted to hit something. I mean, that's a lovely sentiment, and thanks a lot. But that doesn't, after a while, those words ring kind of hollow.
It does when you don't really see anything going in the positive direction. You know, for me, at the end of the day, the almighty dollar, I hate to say it because I sound so completely greedy. And the end of the day, the almighty dollar for me was what got me and kept me in the workforce. Because of the fact that I wanted to be able to have nice things. I wanted to be able to have a nice home and take care of my kids and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say that I probably put up with an awful lot of crap just for the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
So I give high props to some of these Gen Zers and Gen Xers that are saying, I'm getting out of this rat race. I'm getting out of this rat race and I'm going to go and do my own thing and be my own boss and I can work my own schedule. And a lot of them will probably be extremely successful.
But this is a vicious circle then.
It's huge.
This is going to be really, really problematic going forward. If we continue to have companies that expect their employees to take on these additional things for nothing, and the employees saying, nope, not doing that, this is going to be a mess, folks.
We already have, now unemployment is down.
Historically. Historic lows.
Yeah. And there are so many jobs out there but they don't pay anything. They don't pay anything. I did see, what was it? Oh, the other day. I mean, it was, I'm going to mention them. It's Woodman's. They paid $25 on a Sunday afternoon. And I'm like, $25 an hour. I said, I'm free. I'll go stock shelves. I don't care. I'll do what. What do you need? What do you need? Sweep the floors? I'm in. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you have to do. Plus, you maybe an insurance policy, because if you look at some of these, I know people that are paying. I am very lucky. I have a great insurance gal, and I don't pay what some other people are paying, you know, $1,000, $1,500. My old college roommate said that she and her husband, what were they paying? $1,800 a month or something?
For health insurance? For the
both of them, yeah. $1,800 a month for both.
But then you still have deductibles. On right. top of your $1,800 a month, you sure. still have to reach your yeah. $2,000 or your $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. My deductible is pretty steep. My deductible is pretty steep, but I, you know, had a couple surgeries last year, so I just used the... I went and got my colonoscopy. I went and got my...
Let's do it all. Like,
I'm to just, you know, give me the overhaul. Stem to stern. Let's go.
It's like taking the car in for your 60,000-mile checkup.
Yes. 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 Oh, God.
844-967-2789. Talking about quiet quitting. Employers, love to hear from you about if it's problematic trying to get people to do extras. And what about you as a worker? Have you just finally said, nope, I'm not doing all those extras for nothing anymore?
You know what? I read this other fascinating article, and I probably didn't send it to you. It was about this woman, and she was working, and she was supposed to have, somebody was supposed to come in and relieve her, and they were 20 minutes late, and she just closed up shop.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she just closed up shop. Walked away. And she did a TikTok video on it, and I watched it. Did I necessarily agree with her just walking out? No. But she was just like, didn't show up. Nobody else came to help me out. So see you later. Bye. Click. Lock the doors.
Wow.
I don't think she's employed there anymore.
I can appreciate the sentiment, right? I can certainly appreciate the sentiment, but that might not have been the best way to handle that.
Right.
Didn't you call a supervisor first before you completely lock up the store and leave?
That would have been my call. But, you know, I'm not her. And she was just, that was what she was going to do. She's like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out.
You are listening to Carol Kane and Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Stay close. We're coming right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left. Took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Hey there, fellow working.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, off for a couple of hours. Carol Kane, Jane Matinere with you until 2 o'clock today. Coming up next hour, I'm really looking forward to this, Carol. We are going to talk to another Carol, Carol Deptola, who is the longtime dining critic for the Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is retiring after about 15 years. So she's going to join us right after 1 o'clock and share some of her most favorite restaurants and places that we absolutely have to go. And her favorite food trucks, too.
That's a great gig, isn't it?
It is. What a terrible job.
How in the world do you get that gig?
What a terrible job. And then coming up at 1:30, a radio station in the U.S. came up with the 5 greatest rock bands of all time.
Okay.
This might be a little contentious, so we're going to mention them all coming up at 1:30. But if you want to nominate anyone who you think or believe should be on this list, 844-967-2789. Texter from the 608 says, if anyone has watched the documentary Behind the Monster, I nominate Metallica as one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't seen that. I'm a Metallica fan.
Oh, are you?
All the way. Yeah. I love classic rock, but I do kind of have a tendency to go towards the headbangers.
Interesting.
I do. I think it's just kind of like how I get my aggression out.
I can appreciate that. Yeah. I can embrace that.
Yeah.
Right now, though, we had someone send us an email, which I found really interesting. And you can always email us as well at asgoeswisconsin.civicmedia.us. And he shared this with us. Our area here in Wisconsin have a bunch of local churches that are playing politics, and I feel jeopardizing their nonprofit status. This is especially troublesome when the topic is women's health issues and the labels of being the spawn of the devil.
Huh.
So if that is being preached...
That's happening here?
In a Wisconsin community.
Huh.
If that is being preached from the pulpit... You are the spawn of the devil when we're talking about women's health issues. Should they lose their nonprofit status? Because there is supposed to be, ostensibly, a separation between church and state.
Well, personally, I would stand up and walk out. Because I just don't feel that anybody needs to preach that to me. I'm not there for that. I understand that there are some very conservative churches out there and that people maybe they go for this particular preach from the pulpit. But I find that very fascinating. And let me double back on what I said. I don't think anybody should be telling you how to vote at all. That's your job. Your job is to figure out what issues appeal to you, what issues you want to work for. And the person that is running for office that supports the way you feel. Nobody should tell you how you need to go into the polling place and who you should vote for, period. Nobody.
But being directed by your spiritual leader, your faith leader, which are these entities do get tax breaks.
I don't think they should then. I think that should be taken away.
Do you do that on an individual basis? Or do you apply that to all religious institutions?
Well, I think you'd have to investigate on a case-by-case basis, which is never going to happen because that's going to be an exhausting investigation. And I don't think the manpower is available to do something like that unless you had a petition that started in the church by people who were upset by this. And then they just, you know, go to their pastor or their priest and say, you got to knock this off because the parishioners are walking out. You know, once they get hit in the pocketbook, some of this stuff's going to change.
Well, and I guess the other option then is to change congregations. Because if the vast majority of the congregation supports this kind of rhetoric coming from the preacher, the likelihood of changing things from the inside out is going to be pretty slim.
Right. And, you know, once again, let me reiterate the fact that I don't go to church for that. That's not what I go to church for. I go to church, and I certainly am not one of these that goes to church and then for the rest of the week, you know, I've been absolved because I went to church for one damn day. You know, I go to church to make sure that I'm trying to be the best person I possibly can and to feel uplifted a little bit and maybe feel better about the social situation that we are living in at this particular time. That's what a minister is supposed to do, as far as I'm concerned.
Not to tell you what to do once you get in the voting booth.
Right. Absolutely not. No. No. And once again, I have to be honest, I would stand up and I would walk out. And I think maybe that would be the strongest message that people could. It's just like, enough, enough. I'm not listening to this. This is not why we are here. I'm getting up and I'm walking out.
That takes a lot of courage, my friend. And if you're a resident in a smaller rural community in Wisconsin,
you're going to stand out.
You're going to stand out and maybe open yourself up for some criticism and unkind remarks. So that takes a fair amount of courage to do something like that.
But you know what? Until we start being courageous, we're not going to get anywhere. Until we really start as a society being courageous and kind and good to one another, it's done. We're screwed. Sorry. I close the book. There's so much that needs to be done just on the basic level before we can even begin to like really see significant change. And I think on the basic level, if we stand up and speak how we feel. So if this is something you want to go to church for and you listen to, fine, that's your deal. But if it's something that's bothering you, get up and walk out.
Well, and that is the clearest statement you can give, right? Is by not being there, not participating in it, not listening to that message.
Yeah.
That is probably the strongest stance that you can take.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You just make it known. It can be tough. And you are opening, you're right. You're opening yourself up to a whole can of stuff in some areas. But
don't you think it's easier to sleep though? If you stick to your principles?
Yeah.
I just think you sleep better if you go with what you genuinely believe and stand up for those principles.
Well, I think so. You bring up that's a whole nother topic. I don't know how some people sleep at night. I don't. I really just don't understand how you sleep. There are people that I have dealings with during the course of whatever, and I just look at them and go, really? Really? That's what you had to do? How do you sleep with yourself at night?
I always figure they just sleep on really expensive sheets. Stay close. We are coming back with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel restaurant critic Carol Diptola after the news. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, this is Matt.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.